Last time we started discussing the topic of Zmani Tefillah. We mentioned this in Machlokas Haposkim, but the earliest time, Mechatchila, is for davening Shachris. The next question that we have to address is, when is the latest time for davening Shachris? That's actually a Machlokas Tanoim. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachas, quotes a machlokas as to when is the latest time to daven shachris. The Yehuda says, "Adavid shos," until 4 hours into the day. You know, on a perfect day, Hanei Tzacham is at 6 o'clock in the morning, and Shkia is at 6 o'clock, 6 to 6. So we divide up the day into 12 parts. Yehuda holds that the last time to daven shachris is Adavid shos, 10 o'clock in the day. That's the last time to daven shachris. And the Chachamim, the Tanakhama there in the Mishnah, they hold Ad Chatzos. Until Chatzos, until 12 o'clock, 6 hours into the day, half the day, on a perfect day. What's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim? So the Gemara in Berachos Ne'achal Bagam Ebei says, they argue as to what is the proper time to bring the Talmud Shel Shachar. You know that Tfilos Keneged Tvidim Tiplum, Chazal Umesake, Tfilos Keneged the Karbonos of the Beis HaMikdash, Shachris is instituted Keneged Talmud Shel Shachar. The question is, when is the Zman Haroi l'hakrabas Talmud Shel Shachar? Rabbi Yehuda says, Dafka Adalat Shos. You can't bring the Talmud Shel Shachar after the 4th hour. Then the Chachamim hold, no, Ad Chatzos. So that's the Machlokas, whether you can daven until Adalat Shos or until Chatzos. In the Shulchan Aruch in Peitesif Aleph, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sozman Tfila of Shachar is Adalat Shos. Even though Yochid Rav Malach at the Ravim, so you'd imagine we should pass like the Ravim at the Chachamim, the Gemara itself addresses that question on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph and says that the Mishnah in Adios is goes al libid Rabbi Yehuda, so there's another Mishnah that's like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's why we pass him like his Shita that Tfilah Shachris is Ad Davin Shos. What's the din if a person didn't get the opportunity to daven before Davin Shos? Something came up, some onus, some accident came up, he got sick, or he got up late. Can he daven after Dalet Shos? We paskin that Shachris is not Dalet Shos, so is it still possible to daven after Dalet Shos? So the answer is yes. Shulchan Aruch says you can still daven, it's just not as good. Shulchan Aruch writes there in Siman Pei Tes Tefalet, in Tov is Tal Acha Dalet Shos, Acha Tzos, Aval Pishe Eimu Schar Ketfila Bezmana, Schar Tfila Mia Ika. Shulchan Aruch is quoting a Gemara. That's the Gemara, the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, the fourth Paragon Brachas. That even Yehuda, who holds that the Zman of Tfilah Shachris is Adalat Shos, he says that's the Zman of Tfilah Shachris. You can still fulfill the mitzvah of Shachris between Adalat Shos and Chatzos. You'll get Tzchat Tfilah, but you're not going to get Tzchat Tfilah B'Zman. Because the Zman for Tfilah Shachris, where Yehuda holds, is until Adalat Shos. But you can still get some kind of Tzchat Tfilah, some lower level kind of Tzchat. That's how the Shulchan Aruch class. This concept of Sof Zman Tefillah relates not only to Shmona Esrei, but also to Birchos Kriya Shema. Birchos Kriya Shema, another of where our brachas, both before and after Kriya Shema. So the halacha that the Shmona Esrei of Shachris is governed by Sof Zman Tefillah, we pass it as until Dalet Shos, so the same should be true for Birchos Kriya Shema as well. The Mishnah writes in Brachas and Daftes Amid Beis, when is the last time that we can say Kriya Shema? That's 3 hours into the day. Why is Kriya Shema different than Tefillah? The Sozman Tefillah is 4 hours into the day. Sozman Kriya Shema is 3 hours into the day. The answer is they're not based on the same thing. Shachris is based on when they brought the Talmud Shel Shachar. Kriya Shema is b'shach b'cha u'b'kumecha. You have to chesed, you have to calculate when is Shor Shebnei Adam coming? When do people get up? So if we assume that people no longer are getting up after Gimel Shavuos, even the Bnei Malachim get up the Gimel Shavuos, they get up a little bit later, but they're already up by Gimel Shavuos. So then we understand that Kriya Shema is until the 3rd hour in the day. Okay? Until the 3rd hour in the day. But comes the Mishnah and says that even though Kriya Shema has to be recited before the 3rd hour, Akori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hivsik Ka'odam Akori Batar. Someone who reads the Kriya Shema Mikan Ve'elech after the 3rd hour, Lo Hivsik, he wasn't mafsid, he didn't lose out, he still gained something. Like Adam HaKari B'Torah, someone who reads the Kriya Shema is part of the Torah, so it's like he read the Torah, but Lo Hifsid. What does it mean, Lo Hifsid? He's only reading in the Torah, but he's not Yotze Kriya Shema, so he was Mafsid. He was Mafsid the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. comes the Gemara and explains, lo hifsid means lo hifsid habrachas. If he reads the Kriya Shema after Gimel Shos, Itaka is only like a Kari Batara, but he wasn't mafsid the brachas. Because the Zman for the brachos is Dalet Shos, not Gimel Shos, but until the end of Dalet Shos. Why is that the case? Why is that the case? Why does the Gemara say that? Why does the Shulchan Aruch pass in that way? Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Nun Ches Siv Vav. Shulchan Aruch says that even after Gimel Shos are passed, you still should read Kriya Shema. Aye, but you're not going to be Yotzei Kriya Shema. No, but you're Yotzei Birchas Kriya Shema. You'll still be Yotzei Birchas Kriya Shema. So you should still read Kriya Shema after Gimel Shos until, at least after Gimel Shos, right? And what they are, certainly you should read the Kriya Shema with the Birchas. So why? Why should Birchas Kriya Shema not be linked to Kriya Shema? Why the brachas better than the Kriya Shema, so to speak? You can't say Kriya Shema after Gimel Shalos and Yotzei the Mitzvah, but you can still say Birchas Kriya Shema. How can that be? So the Vilna Gaon and the Birag Ra in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun Ches in Oz Tesvot, he says the answer is because the Birchas Kriya Shema are not really related to the Kriya Shema. He said this is what the Rashba writes in a Tshuva. The Gaon quotes the Tshuva of Rashba. The Rashba writes that the Birchas Kriya Shema are like tefillah. You look in the Tshuva Sarajma inside, he expands, he says, look, if the Birchas Kriya Shema were really linked to Kriya Shema, then what kind of a bracha should we recite? If it's really like a Birchas HaMitzvah, what should we say? Shekhin Shana Mitzvosa V'Sivano, Likro Es HaShema, just like we say, Lasov B'Divrei Sora, Lipo Lulav, Al Tilas Lulav, Lishma Kol Shofa. It should be a Birchas HaMitzvah. We don't say that. Bocha Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ava, it's a very beautiful bracha, but it doesn't mention Kriya Shema in it. So that prompts the Rashba to say that Birchas Kriya Shema really are not on the Kriya Shema. They're not Birchas HaMitzvah. So what are they? The answer is they're really part of Tefillah. They're like a Hakdama to the Tefillah. Hakdama to the Shemona Esther. The Chazal instituted to recite these brachos, which really are part of Tefillah, they're a Hakdama to the Shemona Esther, they instituted to recite these brachos surrounding the Kriya Shema. Two brachos before, a bracha after. That was the Takana of Chazal. Not because the brachos are linked to the Kriya Shema, you know, in the sense of the Birchas HaMitzvah, they're not brachos on the Kriya Shema. They're brachos connected to the Kriya Shema, just because of the Takanas Chazal. But what are these brachos really? They're really part of Tefillah. So if they're really part of Tefillah, then we understand that the time that governs them is not the time for Kriya Shema. It's the time for Tefillah, because they're really a part of Tefillah. Okay, so that's the difference between Kriya Shema and Birchos Kriya Shema. Just like the Sov Zman Kriya Shema we paskin, just like the Sov Zman Tefillah we paskin is Dalet Shos, Sov Zman Birchos Kriya Shema is going to be Dalet Shos. Birchos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, even though they are linked by Chazal, but they're not governed by the same time because they're a different halacha. Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema, that's defined by Bekumecha, B'shash Bnei Adam Kamin, but Birchos Kriya Shema is part of Tefillah, so it's defined by Tefillah. And Rabbi Yehuda paskins, we paskin like him, that Shachar is a filled Dalet Shos because that's when they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar. So Birchas Kriya Shema is governed by that time as well. What's the din if you didn't say Birchas Kriya Shema before Dalet Shos? That's it, some accident. It can happen. You get up late, you weren't feeling well, you couldn't daven, you had a stomach ache, you were sick, or you the situation happened that you were then asked by some accident, you weren't able to say the Birchas Kriya Shema by Dalet Shos. Can you say them afterwards? Which would mean you'd still say the Kriya Shema with the Birchas Kriya Shema. Is there any value to saying the Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos? Maybe it's a bracha levatol. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says that you can't say the Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos. Shulchan Aruch writes there in Simen Nun Ches, Sevav, Shulchan Aruch says that you don't recite the Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos. The source is from the Rosh in Brachas, in the first parak quotes from Chaigon, who says that the entire fourth hour you can still say the Brachas. It sounds like Rav Chaigon is saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can recite the Brachas in the fourth hour, but not after that. It would be a Brachal of Atal if you were to recite the Brachas Kriya Shema after the fourth hour. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. So first glance, it's pilei ploim. If we assume when it comes to Shmona Esrei, maybe schar tefila bezmana you can only get if you dive in the Shmona Esrei until Dalet Shos, because that's the way we pass. You can still get schar tefila if you dive in until Chatzos. It's still some kind of a zman for Shachris. So why should Birchas Kriya Shema be any different? If we just said Birchas Kriya Shema are governed by the zman of Tefillah, because they're really Tefillah, they're not brachos on the Kriya Shema. They're just linked to the Kriya Shema, based on a Takanas Chazal. Chazal put them surrounding the Kriya Shema. But they're not really mitzad Kriya Shema, they're really brachos of Tefillah. So why shouldn't the same halacha apply to Birchas Kriya Shema when it comes to saying that we have the Dalit Shows, the same halacha that we apply to Tefillah? If Tefillah can be recited b'di'evet after Dalit Shows, okay, you're not going to be able to say Tefillah b'zman, but you'll still be able to say some kind of Tefillah. The same should hold true for Birchas Kriya Shema. If they have a din of Tefillah, you might not be able to be able to say Birchas Kriya Shema b'zman, but you'll still be able to be able to say some kind of a halacha Birchas Kriya Shema. This kash is yes by the Chasam Sofer in his Agos on the Shulchan Aruch, right? Chasam Sofer is troubled because the Gaon links Birchas Kriya Shema to Tefillah, so the halacha should be the same. We paskin that Tefillah b'zman is only until Dalit Shows. So it's the Zel Bazach from Birchas Kriya Shema. Okay. But we also paskin that you can still daven b'di'evet after Dalit Shows. And you'll get some kind of Schar Tefillah, even if it won't be Schar Tefillah b'zman. So why is Birchas Kriya Shema any different? But there's a group of Acharonim. One of them is the Kozhug Lov HaGaon, the Blaib Fromer. Shem Yim Kom Dom, who was killed by the Nazis in Oshima. And his Sefer Eretz Tzvi, he was a Gaon Adir. The Sefer Eretz Tzvi in Siman Lamed Aleph, he has this this Lomda Shavar that other Achronim have as well. The Achronim want to explain that this Shaila as to whether you can be Yotze Birchas Kriya Shema between Dalet Shavos and Chatzos, whether we compare Birchas Kriya Shema to Tefillah or not, that's dependent on a very, very important question. What is this halacha? What's the nature of this halacha that we give you schar tefillah according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you daven after Dalet Shavuos until Chatzos? What kind of a strange halacha is this? If zman tefillah is until Dalet Shavuos, then ad kan, that's it. Ove zman ubatel karbon. How can you daven after Dalet Shavuos? What kind of a strange pshara is this? This compromise that meikar adin, you're really only supposed to daven until Dalet Shavuos, so you're not going to get tefillah b'zmana, but there's still a schar tefillah that you get. What kind of a strange halacha is this? There are two ways you can look at this. One way is to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the zman tefillah l'chatchila is until Dalet Shavuos, but the zman of tefillah shachris extends until Chatzos. It extends even past Dalet Shavuos. But b'di'evet, there are two levels to the zman tefillah. There's a zman tefillah l'chatchila, and there's a zman tefillah b'di'evet. Rabbi Yehuda would say that l'chatchila we link tefillah shachris to the carbon tamid, tamid shel shachar. B'di'evet, we allow you to daven even after that, because it's still the morning. It's still shachris. So he said, yeah, but it's still a zman for tefillah. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that after Dalet Shavuos is not the zman for tefillah b'chlal. It's not the zman for tefillah. But we know there's a concept called tashlumin, that you can make up a tefillah even after it's zman. So there is a halacha that you can make up the zman, you can make up the tefillah shachris during the zman of mincha. After the zman of shachris passes, you can still make up the tefillah of shachris by linking it to the tefillah of mincha. As we're going to describe in Yitzchak Hashem in the future shiurim, the way you daven tashlumin is first davening the shmona esrei of the zman, and then you link a shmona esrei from the previous zman to that shmona esrei. That's the tashlumin. You're really davening two minchas. Two minchas, but the second mincha is in place of the shachris. So once the zman of a new tefillah has begun, the only way to be able to say tashlumin is to first daven the tefillah of that zman, and then you link an extra tefillah to the tefillah of that zman. But maybe the chiddush that you can daven tefillah shachris even after Dalet Shavuos, the pshat is that before the zman of mincha has come, there might still be an opportunity for tashlumin. This is a very strange scenario where you're going to daven tashlumin for shachris without linking it to another tefillah. You just daven shachris. It looks like you're davening shachris to fulfill the mitzvah of the ikar mitzvah of shachris. That's what it looks like. Because we know we always say tashlumin, there's always two shmona esrei, linking it to another shmona esrei. The answer is normally it's linking it to another shmona esrei because you're davening it after the zman of shachris has passed completely. Right? Or maybe I should say better. After the zman of the next tefillah has begun. If you're davening it after the zman of the next tefillah has begun, then of course you have to link it to the next tefillah. But you can have a tashlumin. Shachris is the only case where you can have this, because for Mincha Marav, there's going to be these two different times. You can have, when it comes to Tefillah Shabbos, a time when the Zman of Shabbos was already passed. Rabbi Yehuda holds after the Al-Shabbos, that's the end of Shabbos. The Zman of Shabbos is passed. But even after the Zman of Shabbos is passed, there's still an opportunity for Tashlumin. So the Pshat is Chazal and the Sakin, that you can start the Tashlumin for Shabbos from Dalet Shabbos until Chazaros. That's when the time for Tashlumin for Shabbos begins. The only thing is, once the Zman for Mincha kicks in, so then you can't just daven a Shabbos by itself, then you have to link the Tashlumin to Mincha. But until the Zman of Mincha has begun, you can daven Tashlumin for Shabbos even after Dalet Shabbos. That's the second way to understand this halacha, that even after Dalet Shabbos you can still daven Shabbos. It's not that it's a Zman for Shabbos with the other. No. The Zman for Shabbos is over. It's over at Dalet Shabbos. But Tashlumin begins at Dalet Shabbos. You can daven at Shabbos, but there is Tashlumin from Dalet Shabbos until Chatzelos. But what's special about this Tashlumin is that it doesn't have to be linked to any other tefillah, because it's not the Zman of another tefillah. It's not the Zman of any tefillah. It's not the Zman of Shabbos, because that ended at four hours. It's not the Zman of Mincha, because that doesn't begin until later. So we daven the Tashlumin by itself, but it's really a tefillah's Tashlumin. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? But we say that davening Shabbos between Dalet Shabbos and Chatzos is a Zman of Tefillah Shabbos v'di'evet. Or we say, no, the Zman is over, but Tashlumin has begun. What's the nafkamina? Anyone?
Birchas Krishma.
Huh? Well, we'll get to Birchas Krishma. So, well, what's the simpler nafkamina? We'll get to Birchas Krishma. What's the simpler nafkamina? When can you daven Tashlumin? In what situation? Sorry?
It's not
Mezid. Mezid, exactly. Exactly, right. Very good. You can only daven a tashlumin if it's not a mezid, or if it's not a pshia. Let's say a person was negligent. He got involved in a, he knows he can, he knows he's time for Shabbos, he got involved in other activities. Not activities that are a mitzvah. He's on hatzolah and he has to save someone, that's mutter. He got involved in other activities, he's not supposed to get involved in, and the zman for tefillah passed. Right? So, if he did it the pshia, so then he can't say tashlumin. If he did it the mezid, which is even worse, right? Then he can't recite tashlumin. That opportunity wasn't given to him. No. The special din of tashlumin, a chazal instituted, that's only if a person was ta'a, he made a mistake, shogeg, nenas, accidentally something came up, he became sick, or he slept late, or something like that, then he can do tashlumin. But not if it's the mezid, not if he's a posheya. So what's the din when it comes to davening after Dalet Shabbos? Let's say a person is amazing, posheya, right? He gets up at 8 o'clock in the morning, he could easily daven shachris on time, and he says, you know what, let me go back to sleep. But he doesn't even feel so tired, but he's lazy, so he goes back to sleep, and lo and behold, he sleeps for another hour and a half or 2 hours, and he wakes up late, and it's after Dalet Shabbos. Let's say it happens that Dalet Shabbos is even later than that now. I think so is when Tefillah yesterday was 10:45 or so. But okay, let's say it's in earlier days, in the middle of the winter time, and Dalet Shabbos is much, much earlier. Right? It doesn't depend on the winter and the summer, it depends on the time of the year. There are times when Dalet Shabbos could be much, much earlier. Right? Dalet Shabbos could be, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 9:15, 9:20. There are times when Sozman Kriya Shema can be at 5 to 9. So Zon Kriya Shema is at 5 to 9, so then Sozman Tefillah is going to be 5 to 9. What's up? Somewhere around there. So what's the din if someone b'mezid or b'pshia, he didn't daven until after Dalet Shabbos? Can he daven, can he get that Tzchar Tefillah, even if he won't get Tzchar Tefillah as man? Machlokes Rishon. The Rif and the Rosh, at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Brachas, both say that the opportunity to daven Shachris after Dalet Shabbos only exists for a person who is taught. The lashon of the Rif is hecha de toy v'tzoli la'achar arba shos chay tefila yahavulei chay tefila bezmana lo yahavulei. If he's to'eh, even Rabbi Yehuda would say that he can daven after Dalet Shabbos, but only to'eh. The lashon of the Rif is clear. To'eh, made a mistake. And the Rosh quotes the Rif. So the Beis Yosef and Simon Peitez says medayik. But you see, the Rif and the Rosh hold that this idea that you can daven after Dalet Shabbos, it's only midin tashlumin. That's why it's only if ta'ah, not if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'mezid, then you don't have the opportunity. Because there's never an opportunity for tashlumin if you missed the tefillah b'mezid. But the Beis Yosef is medayek from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam assumes that even if you amaze it, didn't daven until after the Dalet Shos, you can still daven the tefillah. You'll get tzchat tefillah, but not tzchat tefillah bezman. That's because the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Paragimel Halacha Aleph writes, "Vim Ovar Oto Ov Hispalal Achad Dalet Shos Ad Chatzos Hayom Yotzo Yidei Chovas Tefillah." Lo yotzo yedei chovas tefillah v'zmana. What does the Rambam say? Yotzo yechovas tefillah, but not yechovas tefillah v'zmana. When im ovar o ta'ah. Clearly, he says two cases, not just ta'ah, but even ovar. Ovar means he did it. Amazed. The Rambam clearly says no. Even if amazed, you didn't daven until after the Dalet Shos, you can still daven. What does the Rambam clearly understand? That the time, the reason why you can daven after the Dalet Shos, not because it's tashlumin. Because it still is the time of Tefillah Shabbos. It's not the time of Chachila of Tefillah Shabbos, it's the time of the Eved. So it's still the time of the Eved. Someone who b'meizah it didn't daven at Nitz. Can you daven afterwards? Yeah, of course. What's the problem? It's still the Zman. It's the same thing over here. It's a Zman l'chachila to daven until Dalet Shos. It's a Zman b'di'evet to daven after Dalet Shos. So even if b'meizah it, you didn't daven during the Zman l'chachila, you can still daven according to the Rambam. Okay, so this nafgamina shows that there are two different sides to this coin, two different ways of looking at this Zman. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman of Dalet Shos until Chatzos. Is it Midin Tashlumin that you can daven Shachris, or is it, no, it's part of the Zman of Shachris, it's not the Iker Zman, it's not the Zman of Hachila, it's the Zman of the Yavid. Yes?
How do we pass again with that?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Okay? So, it would seem that the Rosh's comment, the fact that he quotes Rav Haigon, that Birchas Kriya Shema, it would seem as though Birchas Kriya Shema can only be recited until Dalet Shos and can't be recited afterwards. So one could say it's the Rosh L'shitasa. The Rosh who holds that the reason why you can daven Shachris between Dalet Shos and Hatzos is because of what? Midin what? Hashulman. He says that's true for Shmona Esser, but not for Birchas Kriya Shema, because we never found that Chazal instituted Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema. It's true. It's not in the Gemara. The idea of Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema, we don't find it in the Gemara. Someone has suggested that the Rosh L'shitasa, the Rosh who assumes that the heter to daven Shachris between Dalet Shos and Hatzos is midin Tashlumin. That's why it's only for someone who's Toeh. That's why the Rosh assumes also that you can't daven Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos. It's Dacha Baruch L'Vatol. Why? Because who ever heard of Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema? Who ever heard? We never heard of Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema, so that it makes sense that you can't say Birchas Kriya Shema after the Zman. Because the Zman is over at Dalet Shos. According to the Rambam, though, who assumes that from Dalet Shos to Chatzos, you can still daven Tefillah because it's still a Zman for Tefillah b'di'evet, so Mistama, you should be able to say Birchas Kriya Shema then too, b'di'evet. Right? So this Shiloh, what's the nature of this Zman of Dalet Shos and Dil Chatzos? There should be two nafkemina, two issues that hinge on this question. One is whether you can still daven the tefillah shachas and Dalet Shos to Dil Chatzos if you've been mazed, or if you were a posheya and you didn't daven the tefillah shachas. The second nafkemina would be whether you could say Birchas Kriya Shema during that time. Birchas Kriya Shema is like tefillah, but we never find tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema. As if the head of the davin from Dalet Shos to Chatzos is based on tashlumin, then it shouldn't apply to Birchas Kriya Shema. The Sefer Mishkan Es Yaakov, one of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the big gom, Yaakov Karliner. Yaakov Karliner was Reb Yitzchak Karliner's brother, the Keren Oro. Mishkan Es Yaakov and the Keren Oro, they both made it very big. He must have had a very special set of parents. They produced two Gedolei Achronim in one family. So the Mishkan Es Yaakov and Simon Pei, he has tshuvas, world famous tshuvas in Hilchos Erevin. The Mishkan Es Yaakov is just world famous. So he has in Hilchos Tefillah also. He has in Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. So in Simon Pei, Mishkan Es Yaakov writes, he thinks the Rambam is right. He thinks you should pass them like the Rambam. That's what the Mishkan Es Yaakov says. He says he thinks that you should be able to say Birchas. He's talking about Birchas Kriya Shema. The Shaila that he's talking about in Simon Peis, can you say Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos? He says, I think you should be able to, against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Rosh. Why? He says, because we pass it like the Rambam, that you can daven Tefillah Shachris after Dalet Shos, even if you were a Poshea or a Mazed and you didn't daven Shachris. That's what the Mishkan Es Yaakov says. At first glance, you'd say to yourself, well, what is one from the other? Rambam is talking about Tefillah Shachris. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about Birchas Kriya Shema. Why should I link the two? Why should I say that according to the Rambam that I can daven b'mezid, so I can daven Birchas Kriya Shema? What the other? But according to our beer, according to the Kashug love is beer, it's mamish beautiful, because apparently, even though the Mishkan Yisrael doesn't explain it through, he's assuming the same thing. He's assuming that according to the Rambam, the reason why you can still daven Tefillah Shachris after Dalet Shos until Chatzos, even if you missed it before Dalet Shos b'mezid, the reason is because it's still a zman for Shachris. So if it's still a zman for Shachris, then you should be able to say Birchos Kriya Shema too. Even if we never found that Chazal instituted a tashlumin for Birchos Kriya Shema, azma, it's still a zman for Shachris. It's still a zman for Shachris. It should be a zman for Birchos Kriya Shema as well. That's the Mishkan of Yaakov's Pesach. So we have a machlokas. We have a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch and the Mishkan of Yaakov had a paskin. We paskin like the Rosh, and we paskin like the Rambam. So Lemaisa had a paskin. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha writes that he thinks even though Rosh quotes a Chaygo, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, after the Dalet shows you can't recite the Birchas Kriya Shema. Since the Mishkan of Yaakov argues, maybe there's room to be Megill if you would Nenas. The onus, he thinks there's room to be Megill. As he quotes that the Maril writes in a tshuva that the minig is to be Megill the onus. He's not paskening straight like the Mishkan Yisrael, because if he were paskening straight like the Mishkan Yisrael, then just like by Tefillah, if you were a Poshea or a Mezid and you didn't daven until after Dalet Shos, you could still do it. The same should be true for Birchos Kriya Shema. So he's not going that far. So what's he saying? The answer is, what the Mishnah Berurah must be assuming, is he's mitzarif two different svaras together. Saying, first of all, the halacha might be like the Rambam. Might be like the Rambam. In which case, you can daven, Shmona Esrei, Birchos Kriya Shema, after Dalet Shos, it's still a zman b'dieved for Shmona Esrei and Kriya Shema. What might you say? Well, maybe the halacha is like the Rosh. Apparently what the Maril and the Mishnah Berurah are assuming is that even if the halacha is like the Rosh, I know that the Achronim are saying that we never find the Chazal instituted Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema, but maybe such a concept exists. We don't know. If Birchas Kriya Shema like Tefillah, so why should I assume Tashlumin should only apply to Tefillah, not to Birchas Kriya Shema? Right, so it is true that some of the Achronim assume we never find it in the Gemara, the concept doesn't exist. But Efshim Kenzogin, right? We can say that maybe such a concept doesn't exist by Birchas Kriya Shema. So that's the tziruf that the Maril suggests over here. That at least if a person is nenas, then he can say the Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos. If he did it b'mezid, then we wouldn't tell him to say the Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos. But if he does it b'onas, then he can, because maybe the halacha is like the Ramban, that the Zman continues with the Evan if it all shows, and even if the halacha is not like the Rambam, the whole thing is Midin Tashlumin, maybe Taka there is Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema as well, not only for Tefillah. Okay? That's how the Maril puts it all together. So, yeah, the Rosh and the Mishnah Yisrael are purists, right? The Rosh has his own Mishnah Yisrael pastors like the Rambam, right? They're purists. The Rosh is saying that the Zman of Dalet Shos until Chatzos, that's the Zman of Tashlum. Zman of Tashlum. Right. What would the Rosh say about Birchas Kriya Shema? We don't know, but the Achronim are saying, according to the Rosh, maybe we would say that the concept of Tashlum doesn't apply to Birchas Kriya Shema. Comes to Maril and says, no, I'm not sure. Maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, and then I don't have to get involved in the whole Shaila, because it's still a Zman. And even if the halacha is like the Rosh, maybe the understanding of the Achronim, that according to the Rosh, there won't be a head that they say the Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos, because there's no Tashlum for Birchas Kriya Shema, if that's not really true. So he's willing to make a tziruf to put this all together, to be Megill, at least if you were Nenas. I think in most cases it's going to be Be'onis. The person got up late. I mean, if he's a Poshe and he goes back to sleep, and you know, so that's a different story. But I think in most circumstances, a person sleeps late. Now, if he gets up at 6:30 in the morning, I don't think we call him a posheya. If Shachris in Shul is at 8:30, I don't think we call him a posheya if he goes back to sleep after 6:30. Maybe he should get up. Do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum or whatever, he could learn something else. But I don't think we call him a posheya. He thought he'd get up at 7:30 or at 7:45 or at 8:15. You know, it happens to be. He's so dead tired, he gets up 3 hours later. Okay? And so, Yeah, the Emes says if he got up 3 hours later, he could still make the Sozman Tefillah today, but not in all circumstances. So if he's Nenas, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that you can say the Berurah's speech. Why am I so, why am I being so careful to say that there's this Tzirah Fashitas? Well, because there's another very, very important issue that the Acharim talk about relating to this halacha that Sozman Tefillah is valid Shos. That is, what's the deal? Let's say a person forgot to daven Maariv. Forgot to daven Maariv. Can he daven Tashlumin for Maariv after daven Shabbos? Can he daven Tashlumin for Maariv? He got up late, and he's gonna. I mean, if he got up before daven Shabbos, so great, he'll daven Shachris and his Maariv too. But, If he got up late, he's still going to daven shachris because we passed him in after the halachah to the tochat sabbos. But can he daven tashlumin for ma'ariv? What do you think? David,
between 4 and tzatzos is like a new zman tashlumin, but
right. If the zman between the halachah and tzatzos is no longer the zman for shachris, it's just now it's a tashlumin. So the zman of shachris is over. You can only do tashlumin for ma'ariv during the time of shachris. If the Zman for Shachris is over, then you shouldn't be able to do the Tashlumin for Maariv. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes from the Prima Gadim. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Ches, Sivkot and Tezov, wrote the Prima Gadim, and others who say that the Zman for Tashlumin Maariv is until Dalet Shos. What are they clearly assuming? They're clearly assuming like whom? The Rosh. They're paskening like the Rosh. That you can daven shachris between Dal Shos and Chatzot Tashlumin, and that's why you can't daven Tashlumin for Maariv during that time. If that's the case, so then why should the Mishnah Berurah paskin that if someone is Nenas, he can still say Birchas Kriyishma during the time of Dal Shos until Chatzos? You're paskining like the Rosh. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadol was passing like straight Rosh, not like the Rambam. Rambam's rejected. So the Rambam's rejected, so then why are we suddenly makel when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema to say, no, that there you're talking about makel. To daven Tashlumin Maariv, no, that you can't be makel. But for Birchas Kriya Shema, you can't be makel. Why? If you don't like the Rosh, so follow the Rosh straight through. The Rosh says that the Zman from Dalet Shos and Nuchatzos is Midin Tashlumin. So if it's midin tashlumin, the zman of tefillah shachris is over, so you can no longer do tashlumin for ma'ariv. So if the zman of shachris is over, right? If it's only a zman tashlumin, so how can I do tashlumin for birchas kriyishma? Chazal never instituted tashlumin for birchas kriyishma. The answer is that the kula of the Mishnah Berurah to recite birchas kriyishma after Dalet Shos was not like the Mishkanes Yaakov. It was a little bit less than the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't paskening like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh. But the Mishnah Berurah says maybe you can be mitzarif a safek when it comes to davening Birchas Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma, because maybe there is Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma. Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma, that has a din of Tefillah Shachris. That's not Tashlumin of Maariv. Tashlumin of Maariv can only be recited during the Zman of Shachris. But Tashlumin for Shachris can be davened after the Zman of Shachris. So the only reason that the Bir Halacha was willing to be made by Birchas Kriyishma to recite him after Dalet Shos is because he's Mitzarei, he's Svara, that even though some of the Achronim say, according to the Rosh, forget it, you can't say Birchas Kriyishma after Dalet Shos, because Heichan Matsimu, where do we find Chazal instituted Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma? Mishnah Berurah is assuming, and he quotes a Maril that says like this, that maybe Chazal did institute Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma, because why should it be any different than Tefillah? So Birchas Kriyishma is like Tefillah, so then it should have the same halachas. If there's Tashlumin for Tefillah, there should be Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma. So that could be the reason why he's more makel for Birchas Kriyishma than for Tashlumin of Maariv. Once Dalet Shos is passed, you can't do Tashlumin for Maariv anymore. But even after Dalet Shos is passed, maybe you still can recite the Birchas Kriyishma, because maybe if a person's nenas, he can recite the Birchas Kriyishma v'toras Tashlumin, because maybe there really is Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma. Okay, questions? Okay.
I just have a question on the original Be'er HaGra, when he says that Krishna is a din tefillah. So would that mean that if, let's say, Sosa on tefillah is at 9:30, and you start Birkas Kriya Shema at 9:29, does that mean that you've made Zman, since really Kriya Shema is bringing you towards tefillah? Or is it or is it just that it's like tefillah and not actual?
Again, the Sosman tefillah is at 9:30?
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to say tefillah then? Because you're going to daven after, you're going to daven after this. Because
Kriya Shema is really...
Oh, it's a part of tefillah. So you're asking the following shayla. What happens if you start the tefillah before the end of the Zman, but you finish the tefillah after the end of the Zman? We're going to talk about that in Mitzvah Shem. We'll get to that. It's a big machlokes lachronim. The poshup shot is that you're not yotzei. There's an Aruch HaShulchan who wants to bring a raya from Bilam HaRosha, of all people. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan brings a raya from Bilam, from Matos and Brachos. We'll get to it. He wants to bring a raya that maybe as long as you start before the end of the Zman, that's enough. But most Achronim disagree. Most Achronim say you mamash have to finish before the Zman. It's going to play out very importantly when it comes to davening Mincha after Shkia. Or 2 minutes before Shkia, you're not going to finish the Shmona Esrei until after Shkia. That's where they talk about it. So that's where we'll talk about it as well. But we assume that that it has to be, the tefillah has to be finished before the end of the Zman. The Magen Avraham actually discusses that in the context of Shachris. Magen Avraham in Siman Pei Tes of Kotel Dalet writes regarding Shachris that you have to finish the whole tefillah with mana. You can't start it before and then end it afterwards. The Pashup Shad is most Achronim disagree with that Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. And they say that it has to be finished completely before the end of the Zman. Okay, this concludes our discussion of Zmanei Tefillah Shachris. Now let's shift our attention to Zman Mincha. When is the earliest time to daven Mincha? When is the latest time to daven Mincha? So regarding the earliest time, the Gemara in Brachos and Avchavav Amidbeis mentions that there actually are two Zmanim for Mincha. We know this. There's Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana, right? Mincha Gedola is when? From Sheshos Umechza, 6.5 hours into the day. Again, on a perfect day. We know there's a concept called Shos Zmanios. Shos Zmanios means we divide the day into 12 parts. Simple pshat is according to the Gra, we take from Chanei Tzacham until Shkia, sunrise to sunset. And we divide the day into 12 parts. So sunrise, let's say, is 7 o'clock in the morning, and sunset is at 4:30, is at 5 o'clock, let's say. So clearly, the Shos Zmanios, each show is going to be less than 60 minutes. So in the winter time, you know, in the dead of winter, in December and January, then the Shos Zmanios is going to be less than 60 minutes. As opposed to in the summertime, you know, you get to June, in mid-June, the Shos Zmanios is going to be more than 60 minutes because the day is much longer. And eight is before 6 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, whatever it is, and Shkia can be at 7:30 or 8. So the Shos is much longer, it's more than 12 hours in a day. So Mincha Gedola is from 6.5 hours into the day, and Mincha Ketana is from 9.5 hours into the day. Two Zmanim for Mincha. What does that mean? Well, how can there be two Zmanim? So the answer is Mincha Gedola is the Zman. Well, first of all, what is Mincha connected to? Also the Korban Tamid. Shachris is connected to the Tamid Shal Shachar. Mincha is connected to the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. When was the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim brought? So it depends. The Mishnah Taka talks about that. The Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Tamid Nishcha, fifth Perek of Sochim, discusses that they brought the Korban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim at different times. Normally, on a typical day, the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim was shechted at 8.5 hours, and it was kariv at 9.5 hours in the day. That's when they brought it. On Erev Pesach, they shechted the Korban Tamid at 7.5 hours and brought it at 8.5 hours. Why did they shecht it earlier? Why did they bring the Korban Tamid earlier? The answer is because Pesach, the Korban Pesach, is the only Korban that's brought after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. All other Korbanos have to be brought within the Tmidim, between the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. But the Korban Pesach is different based on Gzeiras HaKosev, that the Korban Pesach Dafka has to be brought. It has to be Nishchat and Zikrav after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. So they wanted to leave time between the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim and Shkia to bring the Korban Pesach, so they brought the Tamid earlier. It says the Mishnah, when Erev Pesach was Chalios be'Erev Shabbos, so then not only did they have to shech the Korban Pesach, and be makir of the carbon pasach, they even had to roast the carbon pasach before shkia, because you can't roast the carbon pasach on Shabbos. It's not docheh Shabbos. So they brought the Tamar Shavein Abayim even earlier. Then they shechted it at 6.5 hours and brought it at 7.5 hours in order to be able to bring the carbon pasach properly, to shecht it and to roast it and to be makir of the carbon, everything before shkia. So there were different times that the Tamar Shavein Abayim was actually brought. So the Zman of Mincha Gedolah is the earliest time that the Tamid was brought. The earliest time the Tamid was shechted, actually. It's the beginning of the process in the Shechita. And Mincha Ketana is the latest time that the Tamid Shebein Abayim was actually nikkur. So these are the different Zman. Comes the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Mincha, in Simin Reish Lama Gimel, and he says, Kimedak in the Loshim the Rav Menuchas Tefila, you see that the Rav holds that to daven Bizman Mincha Gedol is really only b'di'evit. It is a Zman of Mincha, but it should be avoided. If you can't daven later, so then obviously you daven at the time of Mincha Gedol. But better to daven at the time of Mincha Ketana. Why? The Rambam, in the Perek Gimel Halacha Beis of Mincha's Tefila, he talks about Zman of Tefilas Mincha, he writes like this. Kfar amarnu shetefilas ha-mincha k'negev tamish ha-ben ha-bayim tiknu zmanu. ולפי שהיה התמיד קורא בכל יום בתשע שעות ומחצה, תקנו זמן מתשע שעות ומחצה, והיא הנקראת מנחה קטנה. גם אם סס, חזל ומסכן ישידה במנחה בתשע שעות ומחצה, לא נהפה את זה לדי בזמן מנחה קטנה. אז דרמבן, לפי שבערב הפסח שחל יוז בערב שבס, הוא ישוב את הנסת תמיד בשש שעות ומחצה. Since when ערב פסח fell out on ערב שבס, they shechted the carbon tumid at 6.5 hours. Omru Chazal said, "Shamispalo me'achar sheishos u'mechtzi yotze." You'll be yotze if you daven mincha gedol. M'sheyi azman zeh, higi azman chiyuva v'zoli hanikreis mincha gedol. So, what's the Rambam saying? Is he saying that the zman of mincha really starts from mincha gedola, or is he saying the zman of mincha is from mincha ketana? What do you think? So the Beis Yosef. His Medayek Ramam, he says, look, Lashon the Ramam is because when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, they would share the Karbon Tumah at 6.5 hours. Chazal say, Shehamispal me'acha sheishos umechza yotza. Lashon yotza sounds like yotza b'di'evit. Doesn't sound like you can daven at this Zman HaMincha Gedol. Just like we were Medayek from the Rosh when it came to Tefillah Shachris. That the Rosh says that if you daven from Her Pnei HaMizrach, you mefuha nitzachama, Yotza sounds like b'di'evit. It's just like we said that by the Rosh, Yotza sounds like b'di'evit. The Rambam by Mincha also sounds like the daven from Mincha Gedola is only b'di'evit. But the Tur, from the Tur, it's mashu that even the Chatchili can daven from the time of Mincha Gedola. That's what the Beis Yosef points out. It sounds like a machlokas, the Rambam and the Tur. What is the machlokas? What's the Bir Hadova? What are the Rambam and the Tur disagreeing about? So, Bechoro, what the Rambam is saying is that the Zman of Mincha L'chatchila is a function of when they were makriv the Karbon Tamid before. When they normally were makriv the Karbon Tamid. So even if they brought the Tamid Shobein Arbayim much earlier, when Erev Pesach was Chaliyos B'Shabbos, well, come on, first of all, it's only one day of the year, and secondly, it's only if Erev Pesach is Chaliyos B'Shabbos. Then it doesn't always fall out Erev Shabbos. It's not. It's infrequent. It's rare. So maybe we're not koveya the Zman HaMincha lechilin. Home would say you can't daven from the Zman HaMincha at all, but the Rambam says it's b'di'evit. So maybe the Rambam holds we're not koveya the Zman lechatchila of Mincha at a time that they normally didn't bring the Tamid Shebein Arbayim. Maybe we're koveya the Zman when they normally brought the Tamid Shebein Arbayim. And mind you, the Rambam says it's not enough that they were shochet the Tamid. The Zman 8.5 hours, it's when they were makir the carbon. The Zman 9.5 hours until the day. What does the Tur hold? Why does the Tur seem to say that even the Chatchila can daven from the Zman of Mincha Gedola? So you could say one of two things. You could say that the Tur holds that the Zman Lechatchila of Mincha is not a function of when they practically brought the Tamid Shebein Arbayim. Who says? Maybe the Zman Lechatchila is a function of when it's ra'uy to bring the Tamid Shebein Arbayim. And since you can bring the Tamid Shebein Arbayim even from Sheish Shavuos u'Mechtza, that's the Zman Lechatchila when you can daven Mincha. The other option is to say that the Tur agrees with the Lamdus of the Rambam. The Tur says, no, I agree that the Zman of Mincha Lechatchila is when they brought the Tamid Shebein Arbayim before, they actually brought the Tamid. And nevertheless, the Tur says, I think Lechatchila could daven from the Zman of Mincha Gedola. Why? Because they did bring the Tamid Shil Ben Arbaim from Shesha Osamech when Erev Pesach was Holy as Bajams. Why should I be Kovea on the typical day? Maybe if there's any day that they brought the Tamid Shil Ben Arbaim earlier, then Chazal will Kovea that there's not a mincha at that time. Okay, so this is a little bit of the lumbus that you have in the Torah and the Rambam. But the machlokas is whether l'chadchili you could daven from mincha gedola or l'chadchili you really should daven from the zman of mincha gedola. Some really are mak, but they try not to daven mincha early. They only daven mincha after mincha ketanim. They daven bizman, you know, like a few minutes before shkia. The minig in the yeshivas is to daven early. You daven it from the zman of mincha gedola. The minig not only in yeshivas, but it's a very popular minig. And I think that's the minig Yisrael. I think anyone who wants to daven earlier can do so l'chadchila. It's only the Rambam who disagrees. So if you want to be makbid for the Rambam, then you can daven later. But I think most people are makel for the tour. To daven from the Zman of Mincha Gedola, even if it's not a bidyavet, even if they could daven later, to daven l'chadchila from the Zman of Mincha Gedola. There's a further discussion in the poskim about the half hour after Chatzos. This is a very heated discussion. And it's a very important discussion, because sometimes, you know, shir ends, not today, but shir can sometimes end, you know, 12:15, 12:20. The question is, do we have to? Is the zman of Milcha Gedola, does it really start from Chatzos, or does it start from 6.5 hours into the day? When is that zman of Milcha Gedola? Do you have to wait that half hour after Chatzos, or can you daven from Chatzos? So some of medayek from the lashon of Rashi and Brachas. Rashi and Brachas and Afchavav and Mebeis write that the zman of Milcha is ki yintu tzilulei erev. The zman of mincha is when the shadows, the evening shadows, get longer. Shadow get longer because now the sun is not directly above head, and it's from vav shal sumechtz. Now that's quite a statement, because I think the shadows probably get longer from chatzos. You might not necessarily be able to recognize anything until a little bit after chatzos, but the shadows are moving already in the other direction after chatzos. Rashi says the zman of mincha is when the shadows start to get longer, which is 6.5 hours into the day. So some understand from Rashi that he holds the zman of mincha is from 6.5 hours into the day. Rashi assumes that it's not enough that the shadows are getting longer, but it has to be a time that it's nikar, it's recognizable that the shadows now are longer, that the sun has passed its midpoint. But others have pointed out from the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chafes and Beis, you don't get that impression. Because the Gemara in Yuma and Chafes and Beis says that Me'ikra Adin, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, could have been brought from Chatzos. The only reason they waited until 6.5 hours is because it's very hard to be mechavin the Shah. They can't precisely determine Chatzos. They didn't have watches. They didn't, you know, they couldn't determine it. They were looking at the sun, and sometimes it's suddenly, you know, they made a gzeira that they shouldn't bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim until 6.5 hours into the day. A half an hour buffer. Right? A half an hour buffer. But it doesn't mean that the Zman doesn't begin earlier. The Zman for the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim is from Chatzos. That's the afternoon. So that's the Ikka time for the Talmud. So maybe the Zman for Mincha can be earlier. Who said that we have to wait until 6.5 hours? The Zman should be Chatzos. Some even suggest maybe it's a machlokes hasugyas between Yuma and Psachim, not for now. But it suffices to say it could be a machlokes rishon, a machlokes achron, a matter of understand these gemaras. It's a machlokes in the poskim, how tackle we should pass. The Prichadash assumes that since Rov Rishonim apparently assume the Ikar Adin, the Zman of Mincha, the Zman of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is from Chatzos. So b'diavad, if you daven the mincha from Chatzos, you can be yotze. That's what the Brit Chodesh assumes. B'diavad, you can daven from Chatzos. The Magen Avraham disagrees. And he says, no. Chazal were koveya that the zman of mincha is from 6.5 hours. Even if you tell me that the zman of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is Chatzos, me'ikra din. But practically speaking, they never brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim until 6.5 hours. So Chazal were koveya. Chazal were koveya keneged the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and they were koveya from 6.5 hours. So it no longer matters when the ikur time for the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is. The fact is, Chazal will koveya 6.5 hours. So once they're koveya at 6.5 hours, then you can't have a mincha even b'di'evit before 6.5 hours. That's a very important machlokas. Let's say a person is going into surgery. He's not going to be able to daven mincha later. Let's say for some reason he's not going to be able to daven mincha later. Should he daven before 6.5 hours? Can he daven before 6.5 hours? So according to the Magen Avraham, he can't. According to the Pri Chadash, that's a b'di'evit, right? So according to the Pri Chadash, avadei should daven beforehand. Avadei should daven beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion has another suffix, another wrinkle in this suffix. How do we cheshbon the half hour? How do we calculate the half hour? Is it 30 minutes or is it a shah zmanis? It could also be important. I mean, it's not going to be so different. You know, the maximum difference is going to be, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 minutes, or what's it going to be? Because it's only half an hour. So even if the hour, you know, even if the hour is really 70 minutes, I mean, how long can the hour, how much longer than 60 minutes can the hour be? I don't know, 75 minutes, maybe maximum is 15 minutes more, something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to do a little research. If it's 15 minutes more, that means the half hour is only going to be 7 minutes more. So it's not so much of a difference. But they cheshbon with it. There are those who cheshbon. That, you know, in the winter time, the shah zmanis is going to be less than half an hour. In the summertime, the shah zmanis is going to be longer than half an hour. So you don't want to be machmer for the half hour. Do you have to be machmer for the shah zmanis half hour? Sometimes it becomes very important. You want to daven mincha. You're going to forget to daven later, you have a chasana, you know, can we start davening? It's already half an hour after chatzos. So chatzos is cheshvin based on a shah zmanis, but the question is, the 6.5 hours, I mean, think about it. They were waiting half an hour to bring the tamid because they wanted to make sure that it was after chatzos. They waited a shah zmanis? That's the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. Suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. Do you have to wait shah zmanis l'chumra? Do you have to wait half an hour l'chumra? Or can I be makel for the shah zmanis? It's unclear. It's unclear what they waited. So the Sefer Ishei Yisroel, beautiful, beautiful Sefer Anochas Tefillah. I recommend it highly. It's like the Shmir Shabbos Tilchasa in Anochas Tefillah. And it has Sifim on top and the footnotes on the bottom. Ah, Gebal, the Sefer. So in the Ishei Yisroel, in Perek Chov Zayin, Ha'ora Hei, he writes that the minig is to be machmer. The minig is to wait the half hour, whichever is longer. Shah zmanis, half hour. To wait the half hour. That's what he says. Not everyone agrees. There are some who talk about mekel. Some are mekel to say that if you wait 30 minutes, that's enough. 30 minutes is enough. You have to be machmer for the shah zmanis. If you wait 30 minutes, it'll come out to be a chuvah sometime. If you wait the 30 minutes, that certainly is okay. Right? Not clear. According to the Ishei Yisroel, it's best to be machmer. Look, in most circumstances, it's not going to make that much of a difference. It's best to be machmer to make sure that you get the zman in. But there's room to be maker. Look, according to the Pri Chadash Bichlal, you can be yotzei from chatzos. Right. And then there's a further suffix, had a cheshbon the half hour. Maybe you can say a spek sveka lakula, that if you're waiting at least the shah zman is, so you're waiting at least a half an hour, whichever way it comes out, you got the Pri Chodesh in your back pocket anyway. So maybe there might be room to be maker. It's best to make sure that you're davening bizman, you're davening in the proper time. So it's best to wait until it's a full half hour according to all shittas. If b'di'evit you can't, so then you have to ask a shayla, and there might be room to be maker because there are certain shittas that might be maker as we described. Yes?
You only have a minion before.
Oh, very good. Right, if you only have a minion beforehand, the minion's going to scatter. And you're waiting a half hour. Right? If you only have a minion before and you're going to be davening after chatzos, but before the half hour, I would not be making. I would say better to wait for the half hour. But if you're only going to be able to get the minion, and let's say you're waiting 30 minutes, a full 30 minutes, I would say in that case, maybe you should daven with the minion. Better not to lose the minion. You have the half hour. You're waiting 30 minutes. Suffolk in the Shaar HaTzion. Okay, I'd be willing to be makel for that. You have the Pri Chodesh anyway, the b'di'evit, you'll be yosei from chatzos. To be marviach, to gain the minion, I think it's probably better just to daven at that point in time. If you can't can't get the guys to stay longer, better to daven after Chatzi Shah, after the half hour, even if it's not a Shozman, it's the summertime, let's say. And the Shozman is just a little bit later. I looked up today on the Zmanim charts, and I think the half hour L'chumra is 2 minutes more than 30 minutes. That's what it sounds. I don't remember exactly what it is. I think Chatzos is 12:53, so with half an hour would be what? It would be 23, so I think it's 25. They say L'chumra, Chatzos is going to be 25. So if the guys can't wait for 2 minutes, right, the mama's going to leave, could happen. Sometimes it's not just 2 minutes, sometimes it's 6 minutes. You know, so if they can't wait for the 6 minutes, I think as long as you have the half hour, I think you're in a good enough window that there's room to be mekel in order to gain the
door.
What?
Was it before the half hour? Starting from Chatzos.
During winter.
So you're going
to show his manis?
You're going on a plane. And like, Chatzos, you got anybody Chatzos, like you would have a...
So it's before the half hour, but it's still a Shah's manis.
No. Let's say starting at Chatzos. Can you dominate Chatzos with a minion? If you're not going to minion.
If you're going to be on the plane and you're not going to be able to stand for the tefillah.
That's an interesting example. But.
You're not going to be able to daven later going on a plane. Yeah. Could you be mako for the pre chodesh in that case? I don't know. It's a good shayla. I think the Magen Avraham, the minig is to follow the sheet of the Magen Avraham. Have to look into it. I'll look into it. It's a good shayla. You see, that's not the case. That's not the same as the surgery. In the case of the surgery, the person's not going to be able to daven. If you're not going to be able to daven later, so then I would say that you could be made to daven from Chatzos. You can daven on the plane. You can daven on the plane sitting. I think davening on the plane sitting is better than standing. You can't have kavanah and bother all the other people that you're tripping over everyone's legs to get to where you're going to be. You can daven on the plane sitting, so you still can daven. Because you have the option to daven, even if it might be better to daven standing, but if it's not as man of tefillah, then you haven't been yotzei b'chlal. So I think if you can daven on the plane, then maybe it's better to be machmir and not to daven right after chatzos, but to wait for the half hour. Guy who's going into surgery, his mom is not going to have the opportunity to daven later. I can have the opportunity to daven b'chlal, so then I think there's more room to be made. I'll daven immediately.